this get made?
Hey everybody, welcome to a mini episode of How Did This Get Made? The mini episodes are growing, expanding, new segments happening today. Very excited about that. Just a reminder, we have a live show in New York at the Bell House. You can buy tickets at bellhousenewyork.com. Our 8 o'clock show is sold out. Our 10 o'clock show, tickets still available. So, wherever you are, come on down to New York. Hang out with us with amazing guests, great movies. The movies have not yet been announced. They will be soon. You can check on our Facebook page, even on my Twitter, at paulshear.com, and also on the Earwolf boards. We'll put them up all over the place. You will not miss it. If you bought a ticket, we will tell you what movies we are doing. Okay, big news. We're on Stitcher. But if you're listening to this, I guess it doesn't make any difference to you. So we're on Stitcher now. Okay, big thing. This is our new segment. It's called Corrections and Omissions. These are things that you guys brought to me that are either corrections or omissions. This one, I got a lot of tweets and emails about. Basically, they all were like this. Hey, dude, did you know that Dolph Lundgren actually was like an MIT graduate and he has an IQ of 160? Yeah, who cares? It was a joke. Don't get your panties in a bunch. We get it. Dolph Lundgren's smart. By the look of him, not smart at all. By his film choices, not smart at all. But you give him a piece of paper and some math problems, the guy's knocking it out of the park. So way to go, Dolph. Thank you for those corrections. I don't think it really impeded our enjoyment of the amazing Dolph Lundgren material that we were doing. How do we even talk about Dolph Lundgren? Maybe an Expendables 2 rift. All right, here's another one. People wanted to know Cobra, a lot of Cobra talk. People wanted to come out and support Jason. Yes, they are also from areas where people had fears of clowns taking them off of playgrounds. It does seem like a Boston thing. The one that was my favorite was that Homie the Clown was rumored to be one of the people kidnapping children. So I guess on his off weeks from In Living Color, he would go around and pick you up. A lot of people like to comment on our mispronunciations. If it's Bridget Nielsen or Brigitte Nielsen, or if it's Mario or Mario, guess what, people? You are like the people on Twitter who correct punctuation. Who cares? Are you that confused? We don't care. We're going to proudly keep on mispronouncing everything until the show is over. A lot of people also wanted to mention that that Cobra's partner was also in Dirty Harry. So there you go. I mentioned it. Here's a big thing that everyone's been asking about. No, Adam Scott does not sing the How Did This Get Made theme song. I don't know why people think that, but he does not. I would like if Adam did have an amazing singing career and he was recording podcast songs. That is not Adam Scott. That closes the door on the corrections and omissions department. Tune in next week for more corrections and omissions, as I'm sure we'll mess up something in our next movie, which brings me to the announcement of our next movie. A couple months ago, we promised you when the new Twilight movie came out, we would bring back Doug Benson and review Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 2. Last night, I sat in a theater all by myself, surrounded by a lot of young women. I looked definitely creepy because I had a big notepad on my lap. And I watched Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 2 for you. Next week, we're going to talk about it. We're bringing back Doug Benson. It's going to be amazing. I got to say, I'm not going to give you any spoilers, but it's worth your time, I think. That I've just been brainwashed and watched so many shitty movies. I don't know. Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 2, let's take a listen to that.
After 18 years of being utterly ordinary, I finally felt I could shine. I was born to be a vampire.
It's so beautiful. We're the same temperature now.
I didn't expect you to seem so... you?
I have to report a crime. The Collins, they've done something terrible.
It's my daughter. Volturi think Renesmee is an immortal child.
She was born, not bitten. She grows every single day.
Oh my.
Maintaining our secret has never been more imperative.
What is it, Alice?
The Volturi. They're coming for us.
If enough people knew the truth, maybe we could convince the Volturi to listen. My family's in danger. I need your help.
We'll join you.
We will stand with you.
A lot of red eyes around here.
Let anybody hurt you.
Oh, man. You guys are in for some good Twilight shit. It's violent. It is very violent. Go out, see it. I recommend it. And if you haven't seen it, why not? Everyone in America is out seeing this movie. You should get in on that. Also, just important to let you know that it's great if you rate and review us on iTunes. Somehow that helps an algorithm. I'm not sure how, but we like it. So rate and review us on iTunes. I have a Christmas show coming up at Largo in Los Angeles. If you're in Los Angeles, come check that out. December 10th. You can go get tickets at largola.com. It's a really fun show. I got sword swallowers. I got magicians. I got music. I got comedy. Go see that show. It's a fun show. We haven't talked about this in a bit, but we are looking for people to submit a How Did This Get Made poster. You guys have sent in a couple submissions, but we're still looking for more. There's some great ones. You can put them on the Earwolf boards. You can put them on our Facebook page. You can do whatever you want. We'll find them. All right, what else? Oh, quick plug. Brian Posehn, who was on last week's Cobra episode, is also the writer of the brand new Deadpool. That's right. Him and Jerry Duggan are writing hilarious and amazing Deadpool comics. So if you're a fan of Brian Posehn, definitely check that out. As always, I really enjoy reading your comments on our Earwolf board. So after every episode, hit that up. Tell us what we missed. And then maybe we'll talk about you in the corrections and omissions department. Okay, here it is. Time for viewer mail, or as I like to call it, a chance to butcher people's last names. Here we go, in no order in particular. Peter Stoya writes, what's your favorite holiday movie, Paul? Easy. Lethal Weapon 1. It's a really messed up movie. Watch that movie again. And there's no funny Joe Pesci in that. It's a lot about, like, porn and killings. It's dark. Guy puts a gun in his mouth. Mel Gibson at his best. Okay, Dylan McDaniel, what about a Christmas? How did this get made? Also, what about an In Theaters Now episode where you go to a movie that just came out? Dylan, damn it, haven't you been listening to this mini episode? We are going to do it. We're doing it next week with Twilight. And that's a great idea. Christmas movie. What are you guys thinking? If you have a good Christmas movie, put it on our Facebook page. I'll look at it there. I'll actually start a little contest with that. We're going to definitely do a Christmas movie. Joey Gantner writes, would you rather have a mustache of acne or nipples that hang from your knees? Easy, dude. Nipples, knees, because I can wear pants. Acne mustache, harder to cover up. Unless you had a mustache of some kind. But could you have a mustache over the acne? I don't know. Nipple knees, I'm saying that's fun. It's a cool thing to break out at parties. And worst comes to worst, you could always put a Band-Aid on it. No one questions a Band-Aid on a knee. So, haha, fucked over your would-you-rather comment, Joey. You should have said, would you rather have a mustache of acne or nipples that hang from your knees and you can only wear shorts? Now that's a question, Joey. Allison Jailbert writes, I watch Cool as Ice on a first date. Bad idea? No. Sound like you're an awesome person to date. I'd be like, yeah, I'm in. I'm into this girl who likes Vanilla Ice classic films. If he didn't like it, dump that guy. Matt Wessels says, is Jason really that horny? You know what? You've seen the beard. You've heard him. I'm going to let you make your own conclusions on that. I'm going to say he's 90% as horny as he appears to be. I don't know. Jason probably isn't that horny. 85%. Topher Riddle writes, can I expect any side effects from watching every episode of The League in 2 days? Because I just finished watching every episode of The League in 2 days. Yes, I realize this is pandering. I'm not proud of it, but it's my way. Topher, get out of the house. The side effect is that you probably stink. You probably just put on weight that you didn't need. You look probably bad for it. I appreciate you watching every episode of The League. We're in our fourth season, Thursday nights at 10:30. But too much. Get out. Make some friends. Make some friends that they have in the show. Because then, you know, all of a sudden this is going to waste away. You're going to waste away. I'm worried about you, Topher. Jack Gregson writes, why did my roommate try to frame me for stealing her underwear? Why is your roommate having a federal case for underwear theft? And who do you live with? Roommate frame you for stealing her underwear. I want to know more about this, Jack. Email me. Did she really frame you for stealing her underwear? And to what point? Who was the jury? Who are the people that were offended? I want to know. I want more details of this underwear stealing. Jason Pessini writes, how many clowns does it take to screw in a light bulb? None. They just scared Jason into changing it. Boom! Jason Slam! Jason Slam. No, not Jason Slam. Ian Chamberlain writes, I find the term Black Friday racist. Do you have a better name for it? Yes, I do. How about Latino Wednesday? Still on the Friday after Thanksgiving, though. Lee David Cardoza writes, what's the deal with airplane food? Lee, this is what I ask all the time. I mean, those peanuts, they're in such small bags. Why are they in such small bags? Melanie Schwartz-Vanek. Oh, man, I'm Melanie Schwankel-Vanek. I'm in charge of desserts on Thanksgiving. Do I bring pumpkin or pecan pie, both or neither? Neither, Melanie. You make something that is my Thanksgiving staple, which is the turkey cupcake. Don't know what that is? Google that shit. Everyone will be like, whoa, who made the turkey cupcakes? Oh, just Melanie Schwankel-Vankel. I hope I mispronounced your name. Andrew Pickrell says, is a bird in the hand really worth two in the bush? And are those two birds racist? Reading it out like that, it seems like one of those birds, dirty birds, because they're in the bush. Yeah, right. Oh, yeah, we talk about it. We're getting into it. Are those birds racist? Sure, why not? We're all racist. Joel Kim Booster writes, do you know who my real parents are? Unfortunately, yes. You are a love child of Demi and Bruce Willis circa 1980, like mid-80s. They just slammed you out, left you in a dumpster. She had to get on with her career, man. Bruce had to go and do something. So those are your real parents. Jonah Kaufman writes, I love Super Mario Brothers, and I was wondering if you had any plans for other terrible video game-based movies like Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, and Double Dragon. Seems to me like Street Fighter is the one that everyone recommends. I would like that one. I also think The Legend of Chun-Li, is that another Street Fighter movie? That's high on the list. Chris, the kid from Election, he's in that and apparently gives an amazing performance. Nick Vito writes, what do you think Cobra would be eating for Thanksgiving? All I'm going to say, Cobra doesn't have Thanksgiving, man. He's not thankful. He's out there taking down scumbags every day of the year. There is no break for Cobra. Plus, it's just an excuse for him not to eat because he is anorexic. Here we go. Paul, I just took a dump. Oh, this is from Tony. Tony Riney. Should I use a washcloth or a paper towel? Oh, God, a washcloth or a paper. Both of these are terrible ideas. Do people use washcloths when they take a shit? That is terrible. I am a big proponent of the soft wipe. Continental soft wipes, man. Change your life. It's good for babies, right? Why do we get away from it? Why don't we need that harsh paper? The washcloth thing, though, I don't ever want to go to your house if that's an option. Paper towel, that's also too harsh. Krista Pace Martin writes, where are my keys, Krista? They're behind your bookcase. Jeremy Moore goes, why does my finger stink? Easy, you put it in a gerbil's butt. Fred Raines goes, how many fibers are intertwined in a shredded wheat biscuit? Dude, if De La Soul can't answer it, why do you think I can? Lawrence Jackson writes, how hard is it to get an elephant pregnant? It's not hard at all. The question is, how hard is it to get an elephant wet? They are very hard to turn on. Don't ask me how, but I know. Also, they want to know, when can you have Howard Kramer on the show? I'd love to have Howard Kramer on the show. We will. Definitely. This is a great name that I'm going to totally butcher. Erica Totvenborstik.tor. She goes, what color / theme should I paint my nails this weekend? Romney Ryan, right? Let's do it on there. You should just get full-on Romney Ryan nails. And people are like, did you get that before the election? No, after. Just keep hope alive. I would like, if you get Romney Ryan nails, please send me a picture of that. Michael Arrington writes, will you ever cover Soul Plane on the podcast? In case you feel the need for an endorsement from a brother before you tear it apart in public, consider yourselves permitted to skewer the fuck out of this movie. It is by far the worst movie I've ever seen. Thank you, Michael. We have been waiting for a man of color to let us be able to rip into Soul Plane. Now with your endorsement, we feel free and clear to be able to do this. If you are of any race, and you want to give us permission. You have a Jet Li movie and you're Asian. Give us the permission. You have a Latino movie. You have a Danny Trejo movie. Give us the permission. We are waiting on you, okay? People of color, unite and tell us what we can talk about. And finally, Jim Alishita writes, does TNT really know drama? No, man. They don't know drama. They know Suits. The best show on TV that I've never seen. Suits, man. That should be their new slogan. TNT, no suits. Any emails that you want to tag with the hashtag suits, just say really weird stuff in it. And then their creators will have no idea why you're hashtagging suits after it. Just be like, man, I think donkeys should get married. Hashtag suits. You know what? We should secede from this nation. Hashtag suits. Just put it in there. I want the creators to be like, who are our fans? Let's take this over. So just to recap, see us in New York live December 6th, Bell House. Listen to us on Stitcher. Submit your poster designs at earwolf.com. Visit us on our Facebook page. Come see my Christmas show at Largo on December 10th. Go to largola.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. And as always, leave comments after the episodes. I can address them all in the brand new section, Corrections and Omissions. See you guys next week for Twilight Breaking Dawn, Part 2.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio, boom.com. The wolf dead.